Hello out there, we're on the air, and it's once again playoff baseball day today in Hamilton Township. Welcome to today's broadcast of Lawrence High School Baseball on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, WRRC2, live from the Progressive Veterinary Care Pavilion at Bob DeMeo Field and Veterans Park. It's the Cardinals taking on the Redbirds of Allentown in the semifinal game of the 2024 Mercer County Tournament. Good afternoon or evening, ladies and gentlemen, lads of all ages. My name is Trey Wright. Joined alongside me are Matt Brown and Lindsey Scarola, a new ballpark. Under the lights here, getting ready to kick things off for the next 20 minutes against a foe that makes up half of the losses of this Cardinals team, the Allentown Redbirds, defeating Lawrence earlier in the season 4-0.
Absolutely. This is going to be a tough matchup for these Cardinals. This is the one team I really didn't want to face, because it is going to be interesting how this pans out, considering, you know, the last time these teams played, Allentown really shut down Lawrence. And on top of that, lately, Lawrence bats have been struggling. So this game is going to be a rough one, especially considering when you add the stakes of we are in the semifinals of the Mercer County Tournament at a neutral site at this lovely stadium here at Veterans Park at Bob DeMeo Field.
That can get line deep left field. This could go all the way back.
It's gone.
And it's gone.
Wow.
See you later. The first career home run for Connor Williver. What a nuke from the sophomore.
Yeah, you always felt all season like something like that was coming. Absolutely crazy. With just the way that he's been launching some of these doubles, and just like the way he's able to just like sit on balls and just get some nice torque behind the ball. He was able to get one out of there as the team celebrates with him. They're all out of the dugout. They wait for him. Just an unbelievable shot to left, and it is now a 4-0 ball game.
The bring up Chris Samu hits one high into the right field. Toto going all the way back, but Teek Toto, an incredible diving catch there. No, he's not able to make it. I thought Toto made that catch with how the dugout was celebrating, but it was Salmon with a triple. Oh, I thought he had that, Lindsey.
Toto, he tracked that perfectly. Kept running and running and running to make the diving catch in deep right field.
Deuces wild across the scoreboard. Here's the 2-2. Strikeout, he got him. Down go the Panthers. And the Cardinals, with win number 16, put the second big red L of the season in Bridgewater's scorebook. 5-2, your final. What a win for the Cardinals. 8 in a row. And they beat the third best team in New Jersey, the best public team in the Garden State.
Oh, you best reverse that statement, because they are no longer the best public team in the state. That has been taken over by Lawrence. Great quality win right there. Their bats were able to do what they had to do early, and then their pitching and defense stepped up big time there. I was looking in the dugout the second the game was final, and just seeing Coach pump his fist there and just seeing it just really jazz up the entire dugout. You love seeing that. Great win by this team.
Not even the coach, the whole dugout was pumping their fist. They were so excited, so happy for getting this game. Every time Robert Kelly would get out of the strikeout, they would just cheer him on. This team is unbelievable. 16-1, an amazing record. And you come into today's game, you know that it's out of the conference, out of your league, and you know that it's just a game to play for fun, but you also want to win it.
Hallett, 1-1, down low, and that's going to get to the backstop. Here comes Crowley, and it's a walk-off wild pitch. Connor Crowley wins it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Pennington. The Cardinals advance to Vets Park on Tuesday.
Great base running right there. An electric finish. A finish, honestly, that was kind of the only way you thought it could finish. Great win for this team. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you in Veterans Park.
Holy jumping. That is worth the Darren Pang quote. And you know what? History does repeat itself anyway. It was a wild pitch from Hallett to tie the game on April 20th. And today on May 10th, 2024, for the first time in 5 years, the Cardinals are going to the second round of the Mercer County Tournament. Unbelievable. How can you not be romantic about baseball?
How could you not love baseball? It's been a pitcher duel since the start. Kellen Moore pitched 8 great innings. And together combined, Kellen Moore and Robert Kelly have shut out the Pennington Redhawks.
Deuces wild. That'll get hit. That's on a rope in a deep right field. And tracking it back, it goes off Whalen's glove. Going for two is Robert Kelly, and he is going to stay there. It's a stand-up double. But I think they might score it as an E9. But what a shot there from Robert Kelly. Absolute missile. I thought that had the distance potentially go high, far, and gone. But it'll put a runner in scoring position, and the Cardinals looking to strike back here in the bottom of the opening frame.
That's exactly what this team needed. That's the exact player that needed to do it. Arguably one of, if not their best offensive player throughout the entire season. You love seeing Robert Kelly do that with Deacon at the plate now. Kellen Moore, his swing has been so sweet the entire season. He's been making really good contact, including a couple that have left the yard. This honestly is, in my opinion, I don't want to jinx it, this is a ballpark that is primed for a KMO long ball.
The lefty DH will immediately pull one right to Aiden Poop, but he drops it. He's able to grab it in time. We'll loft it over to Kellen Moore for the 1-3. A little bobble there. Nonetheless, the sophomore pitcher able to grab it, two away.
Now that's what you call just instant reaction. He had no flinching. The ball went right back at him. Instantly just gloved down, hand on ball, being able to pick it up, and then just throw the first for the 1-3.
Greenstein with his first pitch of the night. That's going to be a line drive in the outfield for Robert Kelly. It's going to be extra bases going into deep right field. This might go for three. He's going to go for three. The play at third base. He slides. That's going to be over the head of the third baseman. And it's a first pitch triple for Robert Kelly. What a start for Lawrence.
Absolute unbelievable. That was an almost oppo boppo taco by Robert Kelly. Unfortunately, it lands, goes all the way to the warning track, opposite field, so he is able to book it. The man who leads the team in steals has so much speed, and he's able to turn what is a surefire stand-up double into a sliding triple where the throw even goes over it. Like, unbelievable. Great, great start for Robert Kelly. Great start for the Cardinals.
That one will go to the backstop once again. Here comes Deacon Moore. He will come down. That'll take a nice siesta in the nice near the mound, but Teak Toto nearly falling on his face, and it's a one-run game.
What an inning it has been for the Cardinals. They are crawling their way back up on the scoreboard, slowly but surely.
2-2 for Pooh. He'll hit one. Deep left field. That will come down. That will score Toto. It's a tie ball game for an RBI single for Aiden Poot. They are going crazy in the Cardinals dugout.
They have come all the way back from a four-run deficit. Now you got Connor Wolver up at the bag. No outs. Kellen Moore on third. Anything can happen.
Unbelievable energy. Look at the Lawrence stands going absolutely bananas.
And that'll be it for Watson.
Oh, yep. That's it for Watson.
Not even getting a single out. Remember, he had the ERA of 4, and that is exactly how many runs he gave up. And here's the first pitch. That's going to get lined deep center field. Oh, he's going to slip. Sweeney slipped forward. Going for two is Kelly. He might go for three. No, he's going to be held up. And it's a first pitch of the at-bat. Lead off double for the senior.
Unbelievable. Robert Kelly absolutely smoked that ball into the outfielder. Outfielder, he was coming in for it. Slipped trying to go back. And it just went flying over his head. A double to start off the inning. A first pitch double. First pitch swinging double. Just absolutely amazing at bat.
Sweeney slipping in the outfield. And it puts Robert Kelly in scoring position. Good little bunt. That'll extend Kelly at third. Oh, the ball's going to get away. Here comes Robert Kelly, and the Cardinals walk it off.
Oh.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Allentown. We are going to Trenton on Thursday. Holy jumping.
Oh, my God. What an unbelievable turn of events for the Cardinals. They were down 6-2 coming into the seventh inning, and then they tied at 6-6 coming to the bottom of the eighth.
The E1 and Robert Kelly, 4 runs tonight. 6-7, your final after 8.